Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I want to start off with a broad spectrum concept and really go into why would you even be interested in what we do here at Lifestyles? And why would you be interested in real estate investing as opposed to what other options you have in life? I also would like to get into, as we get going here, the mailbag and answer some questions that people have that they've sent to me. And I also want to get across to you some opportunity right now that's time urgent as far as investing, and some opportunities that are time urgent as far as going to the expo. So let's start with the expo. That's the easiest one to cover. We've got the 2025 Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and bus tour coming up. And it's coming up soon now, right in the near future, the 7th to the 10th of May. So this is March, April, May. So we still got a month and 2 weeks, it looks like. And what's important here is that as you decide what you're going to do in life, what do you want out of life? Let's get into this for a second. Do you want to work the rest of your life? Do you want to be held down by the amount of income you can make earning your job? Or would you like to have much larger opportunity? Would you like to be able to have a passive stream of income? And I just asked this question. If you could have a passive stream of income that was equal to your earned income, would that be something worth having? Now, you could continue to do your job. Many people have very satisfying, fulfilling jobs. Maybe you just want to make more money so you can have all the things you've always wanted to have that you never could afford to have. On the other hand, instead of just having more income and living life with a lot more fun, a lot more money to spend, maybe you really just want to buy your life back from corporate America. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe you want to be able to travel all over the world or spend time with your grandkids. Or if you're a young person, this is an interesting thing. I retired at 34 years of age. Maybe you would like to be free to design your life. What would you like to be? I was a bodybuilder, and I'm almost 70 now. And the thing is, I'm still a bodybuilder because I built the foundation of being a bodybuilder back then. I'm a father, and I built the foundation of being a father in my 30s, and I wasn't working. I was retired. So when most people don't have the time to spend time with their family, I had all the time in the world to spend with my family. A lot of things in my life are very good because I got started at a very early age because I was retired. But that was me. Now, there's other people out there that have a completely different point of view. And there is, how much money can I make? How far can I get ahead in life? And you know, the only variable here is time. You can work for the rest of your life, but every day is ticking away is time, 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 time. So as you look out, and let's say you're listening here, you've listened to me 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 months, as I always talk about, or 6 years. You have to ask yourself, what is your motivation to change? Why do you want to change? Why not just keep working like the working man for the rest of your life, struggling away, making the living, pounding the rock, you know, pushing the rock up the hill, trying to get up there somehow? Why not just keep doing that? Maybe health. You know, maybe you see yourself, you know, 20, 30 pounds heavier. I recently went on a diet because my daughter's a pro bodybuilder and her husband's a pro bodybuilder, and this is her year to go. They alternate years to compete because it's really hard for both of them to be under massive stress. So it's her year to compete, and as she competes this year, she's going to go to contests, and I'm going to have to stand next to her. And I go, man, I can't stand next to her looking bad. I don't care how old I am. You know, I'm her dad. I'm the man. You know, I got to be in shape. So I'm back getting in shape again. And what you don't realize is, you know, nobody knows this until you really do it, is that you're not 5 or 10 pounds overweight, buddy. You're 30 or 40 pounds overweight. You think about what your high school body weight was. You probably weighed 165, 170 pounds in high school. Now you weigh 230 pounds. Come on now. Women, you were 200 pounds, you were 100 when you were in high school. Come on, you're not 5, 10 pounds overweight. You're 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight. And I'm not saying that to insult you or embarrass you. I'm just telling you the truth. I've been in fitness for, 20 years. That's what I did. I understand fitness backwards and forwards. And most people have no idea how overweight they are until they lose it. I used to take people and grab them a 25 and a 45-pound dumbbell, depending on which one they were, or a plate was even better because it's harder to hold on to. So you lift that up. All right, now I want you to pick that up, and I want you to walk to the other side of the gym. Just do one track. And that's how much harder your life is in 100 yards, 100 feet, whatever it is, with an extra 45 pounds. Knock that 45 pounds off and feel how much easier it is to move around, and you don't even understand the beauty. Now, why am I getting into all this? Because it's all part of the same concept that I want to live the number of years I have to live at the highest expectation and quality that I'm willing to work for. Because everything is a trade-off, right? I've stopped at a certain amount of income. I've not continued to grow it, although I do grow it every year by buying another piece of real estate. But it's all passive. It just keeps, doubling up on itself. I don't really go out there, and I'm not part of the hustle anymore. And there's a lot of people out there in the hustle and the grind, trying to get ahead and make more money. A lot of young guys. So a lot of you young guys and young women out there really have gotten into the internet hustle recently because advertising doesn't work anymore in most places. TV and radio is tough. There's a lot of internet marketing. Almost everything is internet marketing now. That's where the younger generation, even the middle-aged generation, is getting most of their information. I know I'm on the internet all day long when I'm messing around. And so we've had to change and learn how to do that. That's a completely different animal. And you say, well, why do you care? Well, that's just a matter of maintenance. You have to go where the world goes. Otherwise, you'll have nothing. Because the world will leave you. If you stand still, the world will leave you. So as we sit here and we talk about this, we're bringing this all full circle around to, do you really want to live a better life? Would you like to drive a better car, live in a better home, go on more vacations? Would you like to be more fit, have time for exercise and nutrition? Would you like to have time for your family? Would you like to have time to date? What would you like to do? That's what it all comes down to. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle that comes out of the money. Because I know that everybody says money is useless, but you can't do that stuff without money. If you don't have money, you got to get up and go to work. And that's the difference. Do you have the money to be able to not get up and go to work? This is really the question you have to ask yourself. Do you want to work and struggle the rest of your life? Yes or no? And not because work is bad. I have people write me emails. Oh, you put down the working man. I'm not putting down the working man. Not at all. Work's how you earn money to survive until you figure out how to do it smarter. Now I want to discuss the concept of why real estate's a better way to do it. Because you own assets. This is the hardest part for people to understand. We're not out there buying real estate and fixing it up and selling it and flipping it and whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's work. That's work to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close, rehab, and sell. And it's earned income. You pay taxes on it. We're buying assets that allow us to earn income tax-free, right? And I have an email here today we're going to go over with this gentleman how he could retire. He's got enough money to retire. He just doesn't understand it. So when we get to the mailbag today, we'll cover that. But for you, you have to understand this. Within a series of steps, that's all success is, a series of steps. You take the series of steps, and you're either going to be able to double your income or replace your income, whichever you'd rather do. And now your life changes completely. It's not even the same life. You can't even imagine the difference, or maybe you should imagine the difference. And by doing so, you are going to change your life forever. And you say, well, you're money-hungry, grubbing. No, we're not money-hungry. There are guys out there that are money-hungry, grubbing people, but some people just want a different life, a quality life, as opposed to the struggle of the man, right? I don't want to live that life of quiet desperation the rest of my life and worry about money. One of the greatest things about having money, from my point of view, because I'm a type B personality, I'm going away from pain instead of running towards pleasure. As a going away from pain person, the greatest thing in the world about having money is I have it. So stuff comes up. I mean, stuff comes up all the time, every day of your life. I mean, I woke up yesterday and my tires are bald. I didn't see them going bald. All of a sudden, they're bald. So just drive on down to the place, put some new tires on. No big deal. Didn't even think about it. Not even a worry. I remember when I was younger, oh my gosh, how can I afford this? Can I get away with just one tire? You know, I'm like, oh, there's two bad ones. Let's get two. Oh God, that hurts. It's a lot of my money. It's everything. I remember going through that struggle, that mental struggle of things costing money. I remember going out to eat, and I remember looking at the thing going, God, I hope my date doesn't pick the most expensive steak and lobster deal on there. I hope she just buys something normal. And oh, my God, you go out with some people that order two things and three things and four things. You go, oh, God, I remember the pain of that. I don't have the pain anymore. Whatever you want, let's go. Let's get it done. Let's enjoy life, right? Because it's minuscule compared to having money on a regular reoccurring basis that comes in, especially if you don't have to work hard for the money, so you're not struggling over the fact that, boy, you're spending the money I worked hard for. No, I didn't work hard for it. It's money that is here to enjoy, a completely different thing. Now, having said all that, your limitation is that mind block that you can't get over. Whatever it is why you've been listening for 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years, that is your mind block. And what I want to suggest to you is this. Here is an opportunity to completely change your mind in just 1 to 4 days. You need to come to the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Bus Tour because it will change your life. You can't even imagine seeing 3 or 4, maybe 5,000 people all in the same place, all doing the same thing, all of them interested and excited to talk about it, classes on how to do it, and seminars on how to do it, and networking events for people, and of course, the bus tour. And by the way, if you've been thinking about this and putting it off, the bus tour is the best part of the whole thing. You're going with me. We're going to go out there. You can sign up. Well, you could sign up for 2 days, but now you can only sign up for one. One of the days is sold out already, so you can only sign up for 1 day. You can sign up for 1 day. There's still seats left for that. And you're going to spend 2 days with me or 1 day with me all day long. We're going to go look at property after property after property and learn what is the difference. And there's no way you can learn as much as you can being live with real people. These people say, look, I joined just like you did. I'm just like you. And I went out and I bought this property and boom, all of a sudden now I'm retired. This is beautiful stuff, guys. And you need to go do it. You need to get there at this expo and do it. Now, I'm going to tell you how to get there right now. We've got this thing you can go to. You can text the word expo, E-X-P-O, expo, to 88007. Text the word expo to 88007. And you can get yourself tickets to go to this thing. You really need to look into it. There's all different kinds of tickets from totally inexpensive, I mean, almost nothing, to all the way up. Now, one of the things is if you're coming in from this is in Irving, Texas. If you're coming in from out of town, you want to look at getting into the room block also. The room block does sell out. And we are, I know we're still a month out, but the room block is one of the first things that sells out. The bus tour is the other one that sells out. So please, if you're coming, don't just put this off. I'm the worst. I put stuff off. In fact, I have to let my wife and even our friends make the reservations for everything we do because I'll put it off and put it off, to the last minute and not be able to get in. So you need to do that. Delegate somebody to get you some tickets. Go to this thing. Text the word EXPO to 88007. Now, when you get there, what I expect you to do is, number one, be blown away by how many people are doing this. Number two, be blown away by how real these people are. You can talk to anybody. And anybody who is a member is going to tell you this stuff works. This has been around for 34 years. This is our 35th year of doing this. And when you get in there and see all these people that succeeded, and especially when you see the hundreds, if not thousands of people that have retired, I don't know how many retirees will be there, but there will be a lot of them. And you meet them and they tell you, yep, I've started 2.5 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it was for their particular journey. I retired. Now, some of them don't even start to retire. That's not even your goal. Some of you, like the young guys, might not even want to retire. Say, man, I want to get out there and push the rock, but I sure would like to have some passive income on the side. When you come in, there's classes where you can learn how we do this stuff. Single family, multifamily, passive investors. If you don't want to do anything, how you can just be a passive investor, or syndications if you want to be a big time real estate investor and, you know, go up there and syndicate deals and be the lead investor in one of these deals or more than one of these deals and make it a business, make it a lifetime business. Some of you, I've got a lot of people where the father and son come in, they want to make it a family business. That's all available. But what is beautiful is in 4 days, you're going to get years of stuff crammed into your mind where you can use it. You're going to walk out of there, and whatever your excuse is, I don't believe, that's going to be crushed. It's not real. That's going to be crushed. You can't go there and talk to all these people, thousands of people that have done this, have been successful, and let either of those two things stop you. I don't have enough time. That's going to be crushed because there's so many different ways to do this. You can do it without needing to get involved and work and spend all your life doing it. I mean, it's something you do on the side. This is passive streams of income. Now, granted, passive isn't really passive. There's no such thing that you do nothing in. So don't even go there. What it is when you say passive streams of income, it's the dollar cost per hour. In other words, you go to work and you get paid X number of dollars per hour. And you try to get paid the most you can get paid per hour and be a highly effective and productive worker. When you invest in real estate, you put the work in, boom, up front. And then all of a sudden, the work's over. And what do? Sit back and reap the rewards. Let's take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we are discussing getting your life turned around if that's what you really want to do. So if you're just tuning in right now, wanted to remind everybody again that the expo is coming up, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, Lifestyles Unlimited. It's in Irving, Texas. It's May 7th and 10th, and the reservations for hotel rooms and the reservations for the bus tickets are selling out. Otherwise, the rest of the reservations, you just need to get yours and find which type of ticket you want. Some of the tickets are limited to some of the special parties and personal events with me and stuff, so you want to look into that, see which grouping of tickets you want. If you want to do it, just text the word EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. Now, having said that, I said we'd get into emails today in the email bag. So here's one that's interesting. It's been going on. This is like a 3 or 4 part email. And this guy emailed me way back. Let me see if I can find when that really was. I can't see the beginning of the email, but it was beginning of the year sometime. He was talking about the fact that he had been doing apartments in the previous 2 years and wasn't seeing a lot of really profitable deals, which the market went through this position where it got so high, the prices were so high, that many of the deals were totally useless. Many of the deals were just, you know, marginal deals at best, and there was only a few deals that were great. Now the market has turned. Interest rates went up. Prices have come down by 30 to 40%, and we're back into it again. So he wrote me an email and said, you know, back in X, and I don't have that part of the email, you told me that houses were more profitable than apartments. And so now he says, so houses are more profitable than apartments. Is that historically true or just currently? And the reality is it was just currently true, because the reality is the reason that houses are more profitable on the surface than apartments are, and I saw this the other day on a little 16-unit apartment that we were looking at, it was massively profitable, but there's some reason why. When you have a small real estate like single-family houses, duplexes, fourplexes, and even small apartments, there's no manager. There's no management company. Now, the manager's $40,000 or $50,000 a year, the management company's $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and that's gone. So real estate bought at the same price is way more profitable when it's on the small end of things. Secondly, single-family houses can be leveraged massively. You can get 90% financing, sometimes 100% financing, depending on how you manipulate the hard money investment. So apartments, that isn't true. You can't get 100% financing in most cases. You're going to have to put something down. So that being said, now, what's the difference? The difference is if you equated your time to be the manager, your time to be the management company, your time to deposit the checks, your time to do the accounting, your time to take the maintenance calls, put all that together and book something into the deal for that time spent, they probably come out about the same. If you could get great deals. Here's the problem. 2 years ago, we couldn't get great deals in multifamily. We could get great deals in single family and say, well, how do you get great deals? It's very simple. You don't look for real estate. People out there think we're looking for real estate. We are not looking for real estate. We are looking for motivated sellers. And boy, are there a lot of motivated sellers out there right now. People that are about ready to lose their properties because they put the wrong kind of financing on it. The loans are running out. And they've got to refinance, but they can't because they paid way too much and they had really funky financing. And now you can't get that funky financing and you can't get the amount that they paid for refinanced. So they're losing these properties anywhere from 30 to 40% below what they paid for them. We're picking them up at those prices. And so there's like, I'll tell you this, I came back to consult again because this is such an incredible market. I've been doing no less than five and as many as 10 deals a day. That's how many deals a day I'm working with people on that we're just finding that are unbelievable. That's just that kind of volume I haven't seen in 10 years. Well, see, 2008 was the last big crash. So whatever that is, that's even more than 10 years, 17 years or whatever. That's when it was that busy before. And so we're that busy again. So right now, we can find deals where we can find a motivated seller that's willing to sell it below what it's really worth. We buy it below what it's really worth, turn it around, fix it up, manage it up, and boom, it's worth a lot more. And we've got leverage, so we end up making leveraged profits, which are incredible, right? So just to give you an example, we might make 100 to 200% return on a deal. Now, that's not every deal. Don't get me wrong. A weak deal might be 50% return on your money. Might be 50%. Might be 25 if you got a bad deal in this marketplace right now. But we're looking for deals that are going to be over a period of time, 1, 2, 3 year period of time, anywhere from 50 to 100. And some deals as crazy as 200% return on our money. That is going to happen with the deals that I'm looking at right now that I'm helping people get into. And this is really the difficult part, is that people are, in essence, not wanting to listen to me because they've seen such bad deals for so long. Now even the medium and moderate deals, right, are exciting to them. And they're wanting to take the medium and moderate deals and do them and say, no, hold out. There's great deals out there right now. And that's really the difficult part, is that there's so many good deals that these people are jumping on the moderate deals, and because the moderate deals wouldn't even have been around 2 years ago. So the answer to this question is, if you put all the expenses in and you could buy single family or multifamily at the best optimal situation, they'd both return about the same return. But if one of them is in a worse situation than the other, then they do go up and down, and there is market conditions that change. So that's one thing you're going to find out if you come to the expo. I'm going to go over the market. We will have people there that explain the difference between single family and multifamily to you. And you need to be able to make a decision which way you want to go. We'll show you all the options. We'll show you the upsides. We'll show you the challenges. We'll show you what kind of financing. Like, for instance, in a multifamily deal, in many cases, you don't even have to sign for the loan. You don't have to do anything. I mean, how about passive? How about totally passive, where you just put your money into the deal? You don't sign for the loan. You don't do the operations. And you don't have to work. Nothing. You just get your quarterly return. That's totally passive, right? Then there's the step up from that where you own your own deal and you have a manager and a management company, so you don't actually go to work every day at your property. You just work on your property, work on your business. And in that situation, that's very easy. My wife does those for us, all the properties that we manage. And I guarantee you that she spends about 90% of her time at home and not out at the property, because she's got a great team. She's built this team over a period of time, but she got a great team and they operate the property. And if something comes up, she goes out there, you know, if she has to. Like we had to have the swimming pool fixed the other day. So she had to go out and see what the parameters were and, you know, bid the prices, whatever. Not something you want to leave up to, you know, just your local manager type person in most cases. Now, some of the big properties, they have big time managers, can even do that part for you. But in that situation, that's really another way to do it. I want you to be able to understand all these ways. I want you to understand the difference between doing single family houses, doing small multifamily properties, doing those independently or doing those as a syndication. I want you to understand about being a lead syndicator, having a large company, and I want you to understand about how to be a passive. I want to get all that to you, and I want to get it to you astronomically fast. That's why I want you to come to the expo. So go to your phone right now and text the word expo, E-X-P-O, to 88007 and get the information. That's all I'm asking. Look, this comes once a year. That's it. You've been looking at this now. You've been thinking about doing something for a long time. You've been thinking about doing this for some time. Now it's time. If I lose you, I lose you for another year, right? You got to get off the couch. You got to do something. If you want something to change, you got to do something to make a change. Let's move on to the next email and see what we have here. It says, I have a question. Appreciate if you could guide me. Once a family member dies and leaves me their home, and we have a current roommate living with them, how difficult will it be to move the roommate out? There is no sign of paperwork between the roommate and my father, and fear that if the home is left to me once father passes, that it could be stuck with a tenant not willing to leave. The home is located in Oklahoma City, in Oklahoma, it says. Should I have the roommate sign something to avoid future problems? And the answer is yes, you absolutely should have somebody, have them sign something. That's the only smart thing to do, especially if you think your father is at the point where he might pass on you. It depends on what state it is, how hard it is to get him out. If there's no lease in Texas, you just evict them, but that does take 30 days to get him out, probably. In some states, it might take 60 days to get him out. But in some states, you may not be able to get them out. If you're in a Democratic state, they may hold over and claim to be a squatter. Let's move on. Go to the next question. Mark that one off. Give me a second. There we go. And this next one here is an interesting one because it kind of relates to the way life works, really. It says, I hear you're back in the mentor game. I'm back in the lifestyles game. My name is Craig, and I took the two-day seminar about 7 years ago when you were teaching it. I had just gone through a divorce and started renting the house I raised my family in. At the end of the two-day, you offered to sit down with anyone and review their current assets and give me five-minute option. We sat down, and in 30 seconds, you said you got to sell that house. Quite frankly, I wasn't ready to do so. I did not take your correct advice. Fast forward today. That same house is about to go on the market. I would like to have a quick evaluation of my current assets and situations that's still available. And he talks about two different houses he owns, each worth, one's worth $380, one's worth $315. Total value is about $695,000. He's got $187,000 in debt on him. So he's got about $508,000 in equity there. Then he's got a 401k with $145,000 in it. And then he's got individual stocks of approximately $320,000. He goes on to say, my background is in construction. I'm project manager, estimator, and purchase agent for a commercial construction company, currently making around $100,000 a year. Now, get this. My risk for tolerance is medium to high. I enjoy calculated risk. I'm 55 years old, and I want to retire. Retire the W-2 at 60 years of age or sooner. My wife and I work for my wife works for education, so she has great retirement health insurance, and that plan covers us both, even in retirement. Currently, we have one rental under contract at $800 a month in cash flow. So I'm not looking for an exact plan, but the hard truth, solid options from people who have real estate in my background. So here it is. This is the 5 minute I would write for him. You have right now a total of $973,000 worth of equity in all these different things you talked about. You only make $100,000 a year doing what you do. Now, the wife's money's aside. We're leaving that there because you want her insurance and she likes your job or whatever it is. That stays. You just want to get you out of your job. You have $973,000 to invest, give or take, whatever taxes due to you and so on and so forth. Now, the $100,000 a year, I looked up what the tax bracket would be 22% tax bracket. And if you work for another company, which I think he does, you'd have a 7% Social Security and Medicare tax. So you'd be paying 29% unless you're in some funky Democratic state where you'd pay another 10 or 12%. But I just assume he isn't. So that means you're paying 29%. That means your take-home pay minus 401k and insurance is about $71,000 a year. So all you really need to replace is $71,000. Now, by the way, if you worked for yourself and you had to pay both sides of Social Security, that would have been 13% added to it, and it would have been a total of 35, and that 100 only means you take home $65,000 a year. But we're going to assume it's the 71. So you go over here and you take the $97,000 and you realize that in the real estate deals we do, we probably average anywhere from 8 to 15% return on cash flow and anywhere from 30 to 100% return on capital gains. So in doing so, we'll just average it up and say, okay, we make about 30% per year if you take the internal rate of return of what we do. We add the capital gains and the cash flow. But you're really only living on the cash flow. So let's say the cash flow is about 10%. 10% of $97,000 is 97,000 dollars, and that 97,000 is tax free because your income tax are covered by your real estate, and there is no Social Security and Medicare taxes on it. So, in other words, you actually come out making $20,000 a year more than you'd make right now. The point I'm making to you is this gentleman right now could be retired. He didn't listen to me 7 years ago. I don't know that he'll listen to me again now, although he says he's doing it and he just bought some rental property with 800 cash flow, which is a pretty good start. But if you look at this and you want the overview, this man could retire right now. It might take him a year or two to portfolio the stuff he needs to do it, but he could retire right now. And the question is, will he? And that's why I want you to come to the expo. I want you to meet people that did do it. This guy, if he comes, and man, I hope you're out there. And I hope he does listen to this, and I hope he shows up, right? I do. Craig, please come to the expo. I know you're already a member. It's not about signing up. It's about meeting more people like yourself that already done it, figuring out which path is your path, getting going as soon as possible, making commitments to yourself and your family that we're going to do this thing. And to do that, you need to be around like-minded people that have already done it, that have succeeded. So if you're out there right now and this story has any inspiration for you at all, text the word EXPO to 88007. If you don't have a phone to text, go to the website, Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., look up EXPO, sign up there. But the bottom line is, this gentleman has the ability to retire right now. We don't know where you're at. With whatever period of time, it takes anywhere from 2.5 to 5 years for us to generally get people in a position where they can retire. You need to get going. The less money you make, the easier it is for us to retire because we have less passive income it takes to cover your income. The more money you make, the harder it is, but you probably have some income saved up and you have some money to work with. So in both situations, you're thinking, I'm too rich or I'm too poor. I'm too old or I'm too young. I'm too smart for this or I'm too dumb. Whatever it is, you're wrong. Meet me at the expo personally, right? Text the word expo to 88007 and meet me in Irving, Texas, May 7th through 10th. I want to meet you personally, shake your hand, and change your life. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.